What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our NC State versus Clemson preview prediction video. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down low. Help me reach that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. Make sure you guys check out the description where you'll find the link to our podcast, website, Patreon page, our college football roundup, and also our shop. Go check out the shop. We just added some new merch. Go check that out and get a t-shirt or something from over there. But yeah, let's set that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. Let's go and get started with today's video. So, Clemson versus NC State here. This will be this Saturday, the 28th at 2 o'clock on the CW Network. Clemson is favored by 9 over the NC State Wolfpack. Clemson comes into this one 4-3 overall, 2-3 in the conference, with a bad loss at Miami last week. Not that Miami's a bad team, just, you know, Clemson blew that game away and then just sold it, just, you know, didn't even really put up an effort in overtime. Yeah, they lost week one at Duke 28-7, beat Charleston Southern the next week 66-17, beat FAU 48-14, lost to Florida State at home 31-24 in overtime, beat Syracuse on the road 31-14, beat Wake Forest at home 17-12, got a bye week, then lost on the road at Miami last week 28-20 in double overtime. NC State coming in also 4-3 on the season, 1-2 overall in the conference. You look at their schedule at UConn week one, they won that one 24-14, lost to Notre Dame 45-24, beat VMI 45-7, lost to Virginia 24-21, excuse me, beat Virginia 24-21, lost to Louisville 13-10 at home, beat Marshall at home 48-41, lost at Duke 24-3, and had a bye this past week. So they're playing Clemson off the bye week. And look at some series history between these teams. Clemson leads the all-time series 60-29-1. Dabo is 7-1 in his career against Dave Doran. Under Dabo, Clemson is 5-2 in Raleigh. Remember, the last time these teams played there, though, in 2021, Clemson actually lost that game. And in overtime, yeah, in overtime. Yeah, Clemson lost that game in overtime. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I mean, this is a Clemson team that's not much better, if better than at all, than that 2021 team that went up there and lost. And, I mean, you know, obviously NC State's a little bit worse, but still a dangerous team to play with in their stadium and mess around like that. But now to the keys to the game for Clemson, and this is, you know, what I think they need to do to win the game. Number one is turnovers. They have the most fumbles lost in the entire country at 10. All right, all they do is fumble the ball. That's all they do is just fumble the ball and turn it over. They had 3 turnovers last week against Miami. 2 fumbles, 1 interception. You look at the first fumble, we're at the 1-yard line, about to score. Will Shipley fumbles into the end zone. Miami recovers it in the end zone. Next play, 80-yard touchdown run. They're up 7-0. That's been the kind of turnovers that we've had all season long. And it's the turnovers aren't really the biggest problem. The problem is the type of turnovers and where they're at. We're turning the ball over in the red zone. Or we're turning the ball over and the other team's picking it up or picking it off and taking it all the way back for a touchdown. That's killing us. Like in that Florida State game, you know, Cade Klubnik gets hit. He fumbles the football. If Florida State has to jump on it, that's a whole different football game. But instead, they pick it right up. They carry it 60-something yards for a touchdown. Scoop and score right there. Don't even have to go on offense anything. Just, I mean, Clemson just has been giving the other team points all season long. So they have got to find a way to stop all the turnovers. They're 2-3 when they lose the turnover battle, but their wins are against Charleston Southern and Wake Forest. So the 3 good teams that they've played and lost the turnover battle to is Duke, Florida State, and Miami, and they lost all 3 of those games. They're 2-0 when they win the turnover battle. They beat Syracuse and Wake Forest. Syracuse and FAU. Sorry, not Wake Forest. Syracuse and FAU. Again, Syracuse was a solid win, and you won the turnover battle. But you got to find a way to win the turnover battle against Duke and Florida State and Miami. You win all three of those games if you win the turnover battle. That's just – if you don't turn the football over, you win all three of those games. But that's not what's happened. Clemson has turned the ball over, and then on the flip side of that, they've lost all three games, and very deservingly so. They haven't – you know, you don't turn the ball over three times and beat a good team like they did against Duke and Miami. And against Florida State, you can't give up a scoop and score to a team of that caliber like they did. But number two is establish a run game. Clemson's averaging 4.3 yards per carry coming into this game. That's 65th in the country. Not very good. Will Shipley having a down year. For sure, he hasn't looked great. Moffa also not playing great. Both of them have just been putting the ball on the ground left and right. And I really expected more out of them coming into the season. I was like, all right, this is the position. This is the position we know Clemson's good at. You know, these are the guys we know that are going to carry this offense like they have the last two seasons. Like, we know these guys are going to be very good and very consistent for us. We just got to figure everything else out. But nope, they've come in and both of them have had terrible years. Terrible years. They're playing just, it's been bad. And all the fumbles are just incredibly disappointing and not even like so unexpected from these guys who are in their junior year. They've been in the program for 3 years now. They've been very key players and very good players the last 2 years. Like, Will Shipley's carried the team on his back the last two seasons. And I don't know what's going on with him this year. I don't really think anybody does outside of the coaching staff. And who knows if they even know what's going on with him. But Clemson's 53rd in the country with 165.7 rush yards a game. Against Miami, Clemson rushed for 31 yards on 31 carries. That's by far the best run defense they faced, and they did absolutely nothing against them. You got to find a way to establish a run game. You got a young quarterback who's struggling right now. You got young receivers and old receivers who most of the time are just garbage. Other than, you know, a few times Tyler Brown will get open for something, or Antonio Williams will be open, you know, Jake Brenningstuhl at tight end will make some plays and have a game like he did against Miami, or Bo Collins will make a catch. But the majority of the time, those guys have played like garbage this season. So you have to establish a run game and not be one-dimensional with those receivers and your struggling young quarterback that you have. You got to be able to run the football. Those receivers struggle with getting separation. You cannot, and that's on one-on-one coverage. You can't expect them to get any type of separation whenever whenever the other team knows you're throwing the football. So you have to establish a run game to be able to actually move the ball down the field in the air. And then this one kind of feeds into the last point I made on the second one. Number three is protect Cade and give him time to throw. He's a young quarterback. He needs time to throw. Miami got after him. They got 5 sacks against him. And he was just throwing the ball all kinds of places. Had one intentional grounding. Had another one that definitely should have been intentional grounding, that he was not outside the pocket. Threw an interception. Threw a bunch of risky passes. A bunch of passes in the dirt. It was bad. It was bad. He was barely over 50% completion on the night. Like, Miami got after him, and he did not know what to do or how to respond. And the offensive line didn't really know what to do or how to respond either. They just let him keep breaking through. I mean, they also allowed 10 tackles for loss in the game. I know that's more towards the run game and those 31 yards on 34 carries, but you allow 10 tackles for loss and 5 sacks. Like, what are you doing? Clemson's 45th in the country, averaging 258.4 pass yards per game. So the offense has been a little bit, the passing offense has been a little bit better than the rushing offense. The biggest problem is they're averaging 10.83 yards per completion. That's 107th in the country. Clemson has got to start getting the explosive play element back into this offense. They don't have it. They don't. They don't have those drives where it's 3 plays, 60 yards, touchdown. No, they don't. They have more like 3 play, 6 yards punt. They have got to get the explosive offense of plays back into this team. And until they get that, they're going to struggle against great teams. Now, I mean, NC State is definitely not the best team. They're far worse than Miami is. I don't think Clemson's necessarily going to have a problem in this game. But who knows, whenever you turn the ball over at the rate they do, anybody could beat them. I mean, heck, Charleston Southern was, they were tied with them 17-17 because of turnovers. They were tied at 14. Yeah, 14. They were tied 14-14. Charleston Southern had one offensive yard. They threw a pick six, or a scoop and score, and Kate threw a pick that was returned all the way to the 1 yard line. They had one offensive yard and 14 points. Their offense hadn't even taken a snap. So whenever you turn the ball over like that, anybody can come into a game and beat you, especially with NC State coming off the bye week. And how does Clemson respond? How do they respond? We'll have to see, because I'm not very confident that they're going to respond well. I'm not. I could see some players throwing in the towel and just being done with the season, especially some of those big-name guys like Barrett Carter, who's going on to the NFL next year. Nate Wiggins, potentially, who's been a little banged up, going on to the NFL. I'm not saying that they're going to just sit out, but, you know, that it'd be interesting to see if they're going the same speed and playing with the same heart that they were before this loss and the Florida State loss. It'll be interesting to see. I think there's definitely going to be low team morale for this game, and it'll be a struggle. But I think if you find a way to win it, then you'll be in a pretty decent spot. I mean, obviously the ACC championship's done for, but I mean, this is a team right now that could very easily go 6-6. Like that's a real possibility. This team could go 6-6 or 7-5. I mean, I'm starting to kind of lean that this team goes 7-5. You know, obviously the 10-year or the 12-year 10 win streak is definitely out the window unless you win out. That's the only way possible, is to win out and win your bowl game. And so I don't think they're hitting that. I think they go 7-5 this season. I don't think we have what it takes to beat Notre Dame or North Carolina. Again, you could be 6-6. You could lose this week to NC State. You could lose to Georgia Tech at home, or you can lose to South Carolina on the road and end up being 6-6. So, you know, got to find a way to just keep battling and win these games. I think this team has the talent to beat a lot of these teams left on the schedule, if not all of them. The problem is it going to show up, and are they going to kill themselves and shoot themselves in the foot? Because that is the biggest problem with this team, is can they play a full football game against a good team without losing the game themselves? Miami did nothing to beat Clemson for the most part. You know, you look at Duke. Duke should not have beat Clemson. Clemson outgained them, outdid everything except the turnovers. You look at Florida State. Yes, Florida State forced that fumble and ran it all the way back, but their offense hadn't done anything the entire second half other than a field goal on the first drive. That's all they had the entire second half. So, I mean, you got to find a way to shoot yourselves in the foot. It's not like everything's been terrible, but you've just completely screwed games by fumbling the football. You got to find a way to get better than that. But now on to my score prediction. So I've kind of debated on how I think Clemson's offense is going to do. I basically took the final score prediction and I added 7 to NC State just because of the turnovers. So I'm going with Clemson 31, NC State 20. I was originally thinking 31-13, but because of the turnovers, I mean, at this point, you have to with this team. You have to take whatever you think the score will be and add 7 to the other team. You just have to. So I'm going 31-20 Clemson over NC State. Clemson's favored by 9 points in this one. So, yeah, I think that's how this one will play out. And we'll see how the Tigers do. I'll be up there for that game. If Clemson wins this game, Dabo will officially pass Frank Howard for the most wins in Clemson football history. So, yeah, hopefully they can get that done and win this one. definitely need a bounce back here. But that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Help me reach that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. Drop those score predictions down in the comments. We're going to have announced the winners of the score prediction contest in tomorrow's video from last week. So make sure you guys comment that score prediction so you can get a shout out next week. Appreciate all of you guys watching, and we will see you next time.